All right. I am here. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone who is tuned in right now. Give me just a moment here. Let's see here. Just a moment. Yes, baby, it's been 7 years, so you guys are going to have to work with me, and I am chatting it up with the co-host right now via text, so just bear with me, everybody. Hey, yeah. Welcome to the Coco Michelle Talk, News, and More show. I am super excited, so just bear with me, everybody. Oh, goodness. Now, this is how it is now when you are testing something out, okay? So, I'm thankful that I have the gift for gas. So, bear with me, everybody. Got some great topics that I'll be talking about from the past week and also what was trending within the last 24 hours of the news cycle. We'll be discussing those topics, giving our perspective on those particular topics from the last 7 days. I'm just waiting on the host to call in. How is everybody doing? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm back on Blog Talk Radio. It's just been so much going on over the last 7 years since I recorded my last show. And the last show was a great show. It got over 600 shares on that particular show, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe that that particular episode I was talking about fathers, and I'm pretty sure that what I said was obviously impactful for it to have gotten over 600 shares, so I am thankful for that. But since then, a lot has been going on with me. I have been active in social media over the last 7 years, but just, you know, you have to pick and choose what you can put on your plate and, you know, what you can focus on at the time, you know, marriage, child, home life, work life, so much you're trying to balance, and you just have to decide what's most important, you know. And I just I had to put this particular situation on the back burner for the time being. But I am back in full effect, ready to get it jumped back off and going. And I'm just excited and happy about that, just transitioning some different things. My son recently graduated from high school, so I'm excited about that. And he's getting ready to attend college this fall. So right now he's just enjoying the summer right now. And so we're just, you know, taking it all in stride, and it's all a process, okay? But I am ready to welcome my guest co-host who has just chimed in. I have Keo Valentino on the line of Keo V Productions. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Monica. How are you? Yeah, can you hear me?
I am great. I can hear you fine. I can hear you fine. Thank you for giving me a call and joining in tonight and, you know, engaging with me about some topics that have been trending in social media. And so I wanted to go over those with you today to get your perspective, because, you know, you're very vocal on social media with as far as a lot that you put out there, your personal opinions about different things. And so
right now, we're trying to keep your show on the air now.
Now, you're right. Now, you're right. We want to remain podcast friendly as best as possible. But I already knew what I was getting into, honey, when I sent that invite. I already knew what I was getting into. But that's what it's all about, you know. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, have your perspective put out there as well on these topics that I sent to you. So we're going to jump right into it, and we're going to go way back to Monday. And let's talk about Dwayne Wade. Okay, so I sent you the article about him and his perfect pedicure with his freshly painted red toes. So had you had a chance to go over that?
Yes, and you know, when I saw it, I kind of thought it was something that he was doing for his son because of, you know, the whole gay pride thing and all of that. But then going into the story, you saw that it was other celebrity males that are doing this, and I'm trying to see what's so exciting about painting your toenails a different color. You know, that just don't make any sense to me.
Right.
I'm like, is this like some kind of gay celebrity cult thing or something? No offense, because I am a homosexual.
Right.
You know, how do you feel about a man painting his toenails a different color?
Well, interestingly enough, I've seen that quite a bit in social media. You know, I cover a lot of content over the years, and I've seen several celebrities with the painting of the nails, including Snoop Dogg. He's done that for many years. But and Dennis Rodman. And, you know, the list goes on, but I was like, when I saw that, but the thing about Dwayne Wade, he's, in my personal opinion, he's a risk taker in regards to fashion. We've seen him. When he's entering these domes, you know, pregame day and game time, and he's just taking those risks and just leave me with, you know, my mouth hanging open. I'm going, okay, all right. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's maybe not a new trend, but it's new to me, and I'm like, Simon Cowell, it's a no for me. I couldn't, you know, paint my toenails.
Okay.
And then it's
so
like
you don't see
trying to
you don't
hide
see yourself
it.
So you don't see yourself ever embarking in that territory as far as picking a nail color and just saying, hey, let me just go for it. We don't see that in the future.
I haven't even gotten to the point to where I can actually go in a nail salon and take the smell, let alone sit there and, you know, get my toes painted and everything. But not just yet. Maybe later.
Okay. Well, understandable. I can understand that. And I've been going to nail salons. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling my age when I say this, but I know for at least 25 years. I've been old enough to go in there myself and pay for it myself. So, yes, and I cannot say that I've seen, I can count on one hand out of all of those years that I've seen a man in a nail salon, you know, getting a pedicure.
I can count
honestly on one hand. So, yes, when I saw that, it caught my eye, and I was like, wow, okay, we're doing that. And then, like you said, I didn't know if it was in association with, you know, with his son and with the gay pride. And then, you know, but then we know Gabrielle Union, you know, she's very fashion forward and she does a lot with that. And, you know, they're a team in what they do. So I was like, well, I didn't know if there was some encouraging there. I believe I saw a hint of that in the article, if I'm not mistaken, where, you know, it was some encouraging from, you know, the co-partner there. All I can say, kudos to him for stepping outside of the boundaries, and if that's what we want to do, you know, hey, that's all I can say. Keep doing you. All right. So moving on. So a little fast forward, we're going to talk about Illinois with the expunging of marijuana convictions. From nearly 800,000 criminal records. Wow. I have to go ahead and give a hand clap for that. My personal opinion, I feel as though that's a great thing because you cannot make money off of a product that so many people have been in prison behind. You should not be able to do that. Okay, and it's been happening for a while with legalization in so many different areas. And so that, in my personal opinion, that is the right thing to do. Okay, what do you think?
Personally, I think that all potheads are happy everywhere. You know, they're starting this movement now. But I feel that is something that's needed because marijuana is it's a drug of the earth. It's actually an herb, and it's, you know, found to be used in so many cures as far as cancer and everything. So I think it's finally about time for them to, you know, start pushing this movement for what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. And now with the prosecutions and charges being dropped, do you recall, like, how the quantity of marijuana they had to have charges dropped, or was there any clarification on that?
Not that I recall. And But it, you know, the marijuana legalization convictions, it is a very sensitive issue, like with so many other things, because you have where it's legal in many states, but not on a federal level. And then, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of the charges, these convictions are state charges, are state convictions, you know. So it's like, it's fair. It's a fair right. thing to do. It's the right thing to do in light of so many dispensaries popping up in these different areas and so much money being made legally, you know, from the drug of the earth, as you so eloquently put it. But, you know, it just I feel as though I would like to see that happen really fast everywhere else. You know, that it should not
exactly.
be a slow ball movie. Yes, it should not be a slow ball movie where we're just hearing about, you know, this state or that state. I mean, it just really should be a universal thing across the board, like instantaneously, you know. That's just what I would like to see happen, just expeditiously, you know. It should be slow about it. But, you know, I'm keeping my eye on that, and I've seen that affect our community for so many years in such a negative way. And so this
right.
was just positive. Yeah, this was just a positive piece that I ran across, and I was like, great. You know, I'm just really excited about that. And, you know, and it's excuse me, with the expunging of those records, it's only going to help, you know, the individuals where if that's the only charge that they had in their record and it's keeping them from getting that good job or moving mm-hmm. into a nice apartment or buying a home, you know, where background
and,
checks
and
are
you know, they
required.
Also, they also said as far as the drug testing, that would no longer mm-hmm. be on there as a drug to be tested for, the THC, I think. And that's
right.
also a good
uh-huh.
thing
THC.
As well because, you know, people smoke marijuana for whatever different reasons, whether it's to help them sleep, for pain.
Absolutely.
But they're
right.
not giving out
mm-hmm.
medication, you know, prescriptions for that every day to people. So however you gonna get it right.
Exactly. You know, it's a lot going on, and you know, with those
okay.
who decide to make that choice, you know, for like for whatever reason to help with some situations, you know, hey, I don't see anything wrong with it. But again, you know, if that is a hot button issue. With so many people and on the floors of lawmakers. So, hey, you know.
Well, it's only
an
issue because they're trying to see who want to make the most money off of it. Is it going to be the government or the community? So.
Right. Good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And I agree, you know, because that is what that is. We know that the government would like to be the entity that makes the most money
mm-hmm.
off of that situation when so much money has been made for so many years from the distribution of that particular drug. So, yeah, of course, but, you know, that is what that is. So, you know, we're just, and again, I'm tiptoeing. I'm doing my best.
I know, me too.
With the first show and everything because, honey, I know we can really go there, but, you know, we just want to put that out there and say, hey, kudos to Illinois, you know, for pushing forward, moving forward in a positive direction with that. And it's just with so much going on in the state of Illinois, you know, and it's a lot of things just could turn around for so many people just with this action right here, because you're giving people
right.
a chance, yeah, that has been affected by this negatively. Okay, but I believe we beat that horse enough, so so we can go ahead and jump on to the next topic. And I saw that, and there's so many, you know, posts that I do during the course of a week And I picked these because in light of the economy, the state of the economy, things like that, I wanted to talk about, we could talk about tea pouring topics all day. Everybody, so many blog sites and, you know, shows or TV shows, things like that, talk shows do a lot of tea pouring, and I take nothing away from that because I get that. It is, you know, it's a great format for the climate, the current climate, okay? But I also think it's important that we focus on the topics that we need to point out, like, you know, the next one, which is Lowe's, to bring 1,600 high-paying jobs to a new high-tech center in Charlotte. That is great. Because we've been seeing a lot of news coverage about stores closing in droves.
Yeah, right.
Like the death of retail and so forth and so on. And so, and Lowe's been a part of that as well with the closing of stores. But to see them bring the 1,600 high-paying jobs, you know, a tech center, which I have this conversation with so many people that cyber technology, in my personal opinion, is definitely a way to go. If you're not
doing anything in healthcare,
I do agree, and I think that's just great that they decided that somebody got them to the table. They sat down at the table and they were like, "Look, we have to figure this out. You know, we have to be able to change because going about things the same way for so many years, the world is constantly changing."
Exactly.
You know, so how will your business continue to compete with the way things are always changing? So I could appreciate Lowe's with this move. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea for them to do. I think it's good that they're bringing back American jobs into our state because, you know, that's what boosts the economy. And I think they're making a good move by using the tech center due to the fact that everything is online now. I mean, everybody shops online. People don't even like coming out their house anymore just to go shopping due to the course.
Good point.
Great
point.
Due to the atmosphere of everything that's going on now, you know, everybody is more comfortable going online. And I think that would bring a lot of opportunity to raise unemployment rates in their state. And you know, we can move forward with more future adventures on to see how we can bring more jobs to our states, other states as well, because it's much needed, especially in Detroit. But that's a different topic.
Right. Different day, different, different topic, of course. But you're absolutely right. And then, you know, with Lowe's, I believe in the past, have been that victim of cyber attacks with the information leaking, consumer information leaking as well. So having this tech center, I think, is very important. As I said before, with cybersecurity starting to lead the helm, you know, in job commerce. And because, you know, you from the tech world is where I'm from the tech world as well. You know, we're both from the tech world currently. And so, and so the necessity of being able to protect the consumer's information is very important with cyber attacks happening constantly. And I'll expound on this a little bit more because I recently was a victim again because it happened to me a few years ago with having my information stolen. Interestingly enough, my credit card information online, it happened online. And the thing about it is, I don't know how they did it or where. I've spent the last 3 to 4 weeks trying to figure out how it could have happened. Where did the breach happen with that particular credit card that was essentially copied, replicated? You know, it was like duplicated and used it in an entirely different state. I was literally somewhere else while that card, the duplicate card, was being used. And I got the notifications on my phone, when the charges were happening, because I have, you know, notifications anytime with any of my cards. When something's being charged or anything happens, I get a notification. So with that, I'm sitting here going, what is that? And when I saw another charge, and it just like back to back, and I was like, I'm not doing that, you know? And
right.
I immediately got on the phone with the credit card company and essentially ended up having to file a report, a police report. And here where I am, after calling out to New York, trying to, you know, get them to go into the stores to see if they can get the video footage or whatever, because this happened actually in the stores. Somebody went in there and made these charges. And so it was an experience that I really hate I had to go through, but I went through it, and it's been resolved. I got my money back. Thank goodness. It
took good to hear.
Almost 3 weeks. Yes, because I've heard horror stories about people who have not been able to get their money back, okay? So I'm thankful I was able to get my money back. But that goes back to with Lowe's bringing the 1,600 high-paying jobs to a new high-tech center, cyber technology, cyber security, cyber, all of, you know, anything cyber-related, is key and necessary. The more people that we can get trained in that field, the more knowledgeable that, you know, people can become, can help, you know, preserve, our information, our privacy, you know, everything. I literally now feel as though I'm an advocate.
Okay,
so that
I'll be on
point.
That boat.
You understand? Okay. All right. Well, moving on. So I'm going to let you take this one over. Cardi B's attempt to trademark Okra reportedly denied.
Now, when I read that,
I haven't done that in a while.
Died.
Excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When I read that, I literally died laughing because it's like, I love Cardi B. Don't get me wrong. I don't want her fans attacking you. But how are you going to trademark something that was already, well, not trademark, but already used before you?
Right.
That's the discrepancy that I had with the whole thing. I mean, I know you're trying to cap off.
Yeah, let me do that real quick first before that get by me. But, yes, now, I read it, and I didn't realize when I was reading the article that Khloe Kardashian used it first. Yes, and I was like, oh, okay, because I haven't been watching the Keeping Up with the Kardashians for a while. I'm, you know, in and out with that because I have so many shows on my list to watch. That's like a job, you know, with me with watching TV because I love my tweeting and engaging. But, yes, that's a job. And I haven't been watching that show in a while. But then when I read the article and saw that, I said, oh, okay, so you decided I'm going to go ahead and say, let me just, you know, make this my thing and capitalize off of it. I can't blame her for the hustle because she's a hustler.
No, I can't blame her.
Yeah, she's a hustler. I will not give that. I won't take that away from her. She know how to get to that bag. Okay. But the thing about it is, you know, all is not lost with that situation with her because she still has an opportunity to argue her case, I see, according to the Blast report. So, hey, you never know. She could set precedent with that. We can only wait to see. Okay? All right.
Well,
we
would just like to tell Cardi congratulations on her BET award. And good luck on your case, girl.
Yes, I agree. I stand in agreement with you on that, okay? All right. Now, this one right here, and when I saw this, and anybody that knows me, and I've mentioned this in the past in my older shows that I've done years ago, I've been a fan of Curtis 50 Cent Jackson
for Jesus.
Years.
Oof.
We about to let Jesus take the wheel. Yes. Because I was reading that article and I stay on top of 50. Mm. 50, 50. You know.
Oh, he's a class act.
I need my money. Very much so. But what do you think about this parent shaming about his son with the concert fighting?
I think that it's disrespectful. Okay. Even though you claim that you had gotten a blood test and proved that he wasn't your child, I mean, just to put a child on blast on social media like that, and you're supposed to be that parent or whatever, guardian or whatever you call it, what's wrong for that?
Yeah, we gonna drop a bomb on that, because I was like, he said I got a blood test, and that's
right.
Not my kid. And my whole thing is, you know, Curtis, if you should ever run across this show, if you would just take any type of little bitty advice about that. It may seem like it's all good, and, you know, I know he was hurt years ago with how Marquise's mother handled things. We watched that all play out in social media, right?
Right.
And all I could do was shake my head, because I'm still a firm believer a lot of things just should stay off of social media.
Exactly.
You agree?
And that was something that didn't need to be placed on there.
Right. Just some things just have to stay off social media. But we watched that entire thing play out on so many levels, and I just could do nothing but just shake my head like the pigeon on the pole on the line, you know, just shake your head, you know. And
Okay. Then
with this, it's just like it's always one thing after another. And then with this situation, I thought you got the baby out there. Well, he's not a baby, he's a grown man, but, you know, I'm a mother, so you got the baby out there in the crowd going live to his dad, you know, performing. And then, you got Instagram users with their feedback and input, because they're going to always do that, you know. Or Black Twitter going in. Somebody's going to always go in about something, and they like, why is he not backstage? First of all, they like, why is he in the crowd? You know, what's going on
and
with
it
you?
It just
why
seems
being...
like a petty choice for 50, you know, for him to even do something like that. Like, very petty.
Right, it's
him,
like,
but...
right. So it's like, when do we just say, okay, enough? Where's the line in the sand? Or has it, we just erased it all together? We just, you know. Is that what we did?
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
You believe so, Mr. Keo?
Yes, I do. It's gone.
The line is gone. Is there no hope? Are we believe there's just no hope at this point? Or is there always hope?
It's always hope.
Would it?
It's always
okay.
Hope.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to hope that It's my hope and it's my belief that works itself out, because at the end of the day, he still has feelings, and I know he plays it out really good in social media or in public, but we don't know what's going on behind closed doors, you know?
Yeah, if you call suing everybody, that's a good plan.
Right. Oh, goodness. Yes, we're definitely going to keep him and Marquise on the prayer list. And I think on this episode, yes, I will be. So, you know, we have the stick and shut in list. But we're going to have our prayer list that we're going to have those that we need to keep, you know, on the list until we see a change. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're definitely going to put 50 and Marquise on the prayer list, so that's necessary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so now with this being the first show and me not having done this in 7 years, I would love to be able to, and for future shows, it will not be just all talk. I'll be, you know, we'll just, you know, get some music going and things like that, but I just wanted to just kind of get our feet wet and, you know, because with me, I'm going to just keep it 100 with me. Okay. I'm country. Okay. I have a very heavy southern draw. So you will not, if you're listening to this show and you're looking or listening for me to sound like, what am I looking for? The Silver Spoon. Yes, Silver Spoon, Southern Belle, Lango, or dialect, it will not happen here. Okay? That's just not me. Okay? So I just wanted to, you know, get this show started and would love to be able to feature some underground artists for the most part, okay, that would love to be heard and get that going, but not just all talking, okay? But I definitely wanted to be able to just kind of, you know, sit back, you know, like pull out a black and just light it up and say, hey, let's just talk about some things today.
All right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm with you.
You with me on it? You on the okay? Cause the train is just it left. You on the train? All right. Well, good. So moving along, chugging along on the train. We're gonna go ahead with this last topic, and the last topic is Donald Trump. Now I said I wasn't going to do Donald Trump on my first show, Keo. I was not going to because but of course he's always trending. And then when I saw that post, I just said, "Oh my goodness!" So Trump takes historic walk from the DMZ into North Korean territory as he meets Kim Jong-un, who hails him as courageous, and the president invites dictator to visit the U.S. and announces resumption of concrete negotiations. What do you think about this news post?
Well, you know, I trust Trump about as far as I could probably throw that wig on his head. But
not the wig on his head.
I really... I just find it surprising that past presidents couldn't make these strides that he's made due to the fact of how less qualified for the position he is. And,
okay.
You know, it just seems kind of weird to me that he's able to meet up with all these countries who really has a disdain towards America. It's just, to me, my question would be, why they chose you? Why have they chosen to take a liking to you? Is it because you're... Well, no, I'm going to stop myself on that. But that's my question.
Okay.
Why have they taken a liking to you?
Right. Yeah, I was like, okay, the first U.S. sitting president, you know, to step into this territory. And then I was just sitting there, and I'm not going to go too far into that because, again, I'm just not going to, you know, first episode.
It's the first show.
It's the first show, yes. But what I will say is this, is that, you know, things are a reason. They happen for a reason. And I'm all for change when change is necessary, when change is required, okay? But I'm also a firm believer that charity starts at home.
All right.
So if we are prepared to take these sort of strides, you know, with, you know, embarking in these, you know, uncharted waters or territories where no one's stepped into before, yeah, and for so long, you know, let's focus on home territory, the home team, right? There
right.
are so many
home
things
first.
Here. Right, there are so many territories where you can step into on your home turf, okay, where a sitting U.S. president has never been, you know.
Okay.
There are plenty of areas within the United States where you can go and step into, you know, and make a difference there. Let's make a difference there. But like you said, not sure what we're choosing you, not knowing why. But all we can do is just sit back and keep watching and just trying to understand. what's going on with it. But it's like every time you turn around, it's always something. It's every time, it's always something. It's like we set out.
And that's what always makes me get him the sad eye.
Right. Yes, the side eye. It's like, what are you waking up every day with a list? Do you have a list of goals where you say, well, this is what, okay, this is what Barack, you know, a former president Barack did do. So this is what I'm going to do. Is that what we're doing?
And, you know, it really seems that way. It seems like everything that he feels that Barack's been fulfilling his agenda, he's either bash whatever he's done or he's trying to overshadow what he's done.
It's true. But I think I'm going to go ahead and put him on the prayer list, too. And the reason why I say put him on the prayer list is because we're so focused, in my personal opinion, about things that we should not be focused on. And we're stuck there. We're stuck in that area. And we need to get refocused, and maybe we just do not know how to get refocused. And having the right people around you is very important, though. Don't you agree?
Yes,
with being able
true.
To get refocused.
Yes.
But maybe he probably, well, we've seen them play musical jobs in the White House. So, you know, where you go, we're switching around and we're
oh,
in
you mean
and
the
out.
Apprentices. The Apprentices.
We got that going on in the White House. That you're fired, and this person got hired, and now they're gone the next week. And, you know, we're just watching all of that. And so maybe they're trying to put the right people around them, but then you have to be willing to want to have the right people around you, you know.
Right.
And so if he's just not willing, then all we can do is just also wait this out. It's like many of us are doing it. We just got to wait it out, you know, and just try to do something else the next election as best we can, right?
Yeah, and I will be praying.
Okay, well, we'll definitely keep him on the list, and we're going to move on from that. And I just want to reflect back on what we discussed was the topic today. We discussed Dwayne Wade with his perfect pedicure, the Illinois with expunging marijuana convictions, Lowe's with bringing 1,600 high-paying jobs to a new high-tech center, Cardi B's attempt to trademark her, I can't say signature, okay, but, you know, a popular phrase. Yes, a very popular phrase. It was reportedly denied. Also, 50 Cent reacts to parent shaming over his son's concert spotting, okay, and his revelation of the blood test, showing that they are proving that's not his kid. I want to see that blood. I want to see the results. He posts so much on Instagram. I want to see him post the results.
Right. Post your results. So we can see him.
Yes. I need a hand clap for that. I hope many others agree. 50, if we can ask for your money and you want it on Monday, I would love to see these results on Monday. Okay? All right. And last but not least, we also went over Donald Trump and, you know, over doing the, well, I won't say the unthinkable, but maybe that's the right word. But hey, well, yes, doing the unthinkable per usual. Donald Trump doing the unthinkable per usual. Okay, so wrapping up the show, I would like to give you the opportunity to talk about what you have going on with your company. If you could state for the listeners, what do you do and what do you have going on?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on. This was a lot of fun. What I'm working on is bringing portable studios into people's homes. So you wouldn't have to normally go out to a normal studio. I can bring it right to your home, do a setup. You know, it just depends on hourly sessions, what type of sessions you want to have, but it's just as simple as that. That's my next project that I'm working on.
I am thinking about revamping my medicine D-Law.
Okay. All right.
This will be my fourth issue that I'm coming out, and it's going to be called the Southern Belle issue.
All right. I like Southern Belle.
Yes, it's going to be very high class, high fashion type.
And okay.
That's about it for now.
Okay. So I do see on your page you post a lot of pictures modeling. So you've done modeling in the past?
Yes, I started out in modeling when I was like 16. After that,
mm-hmm.
I kind of got into photography because
mm-hmm.
my biggest dream was always to be a director. And I've tried many gateways to get there, and I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer.
Yes, I've been seeing your work. Yes, and you just recently shot a music video for someone, correct?
Yes, I did. It was for Lotta Doe Records out of Birmingham, Alabama, for their artist named Frost.
Okay.
And
that's
currently what I'm working on in editing as well.
Okay, all right. So that'll be published soon, that video.
Yeah, very soon.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to that because it looks like that's going to be a really nice video. Mm-hmm. I saw the visuals. I was like, go ahead, Mr. Keogh.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm so glad to hear that you are doing so many different wonderful things, and I'm very thankful for you coming onto the show. Is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know about Keogh Valentino, photographer and videographer?
Okay, well, if you would like to view more of my work, most of my work is posted on Instagram. It could be found at Valentino Keogh. It's just my name backwards. And
mm-hmm.
other than that, you can be looking out for my website, KLV Productions, which I am also working on as well. And that should be out within the next couple of months. So be on the lookout for that.
All right. Well, I love that. Yes. So what we're going to do is wrap this baby up. And I want to say thank you all again for listening. For those who are listening, I know they were kind of rough, this show, especially starting out. Okay, this is the first episode of the new season. And it's been 7 years since I've done Blog Talk Radio. So it's just going to take a little bit of getting used to. Okay, I've just been on social media doing me for so long, but definitely come back next week. We're doing this on Sundays after you go to church, after you got to eat, whatever it is that you're doing. You know, come hang out with us for about an hour and just listen to us chop it up, okay? But all right, you guys have a great, great evening, and we will see you back here next week.